Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Peace, Grand Rising. Good morning, and welcome to day 7 of this 60-day journal of transformation, healing, and self-discovery. I hope your Saturday so far is going well. I know the energy on Saturdays is a little bit different. You may have tasks and journeys or family time, chores that we like to get to. But we're going to keep this moving. And just a reminder, I will be on live in about 2 hours from now for the members to get at me, question. I will quarterback this thing. It'll be a week in review. It'll be some honesty in there, some blunt answers, some truth, some raw, deep diving. And if you would like to participate, it's not too late. You go to urbanx.nyc. The membership is $20 for the month, and you can cancel at any time. But when you see how much information we have in our membership that other people do not, I'm guaranteeing you're going to stay for a while. Most people's membership is just more of what they already do. An extra podcast or two extra podcasts, and for tier 3 for an extra $20, I'll mention your name. And all due respect to that, that's not what our membership is about. We hire people to come in and teach their expertise, so you can learn about cooking, healthier. You can learn about mushrooms, the medicinal aspect of them. You can learn about geometria if you want to understand the way numbers are coded and things of that nature. There are spiritual classes, and they're taught by other people. Malcolm has put together an online course to teach you how to publish books and how to do podcasts and how to make shirts and how to run your own business. That's all in there. It's all a part of there. We do these challenges all the time where we build a sense of community. We have something called Wisdom Wednesdays, where we just bring experts in their field, and for 1 hour you can ask them any question you like. So that's the difference between our membership and theirs. With that being said, I'm glad you are here. I hope you are well. Today is day 7. And the challenge, the affirmation is a wound that you never spoke about. Okay. Got to loosen your collar a little bit here now, because now, and remember, you don't have to speak this to anybody. Not even when we meet live 2 hours from now. It's speaking it to your higher self. You're placing it in a space that you can observe it from a different mindset now. Something you never spoke about. And maybe you'll get the courage to speak about it live. All right? Let me tell you, my book, You Gotta Laugh to Keep from Crying, I didn't start living until I thought I was dying. It was 30 years in the making. I kept putting it down because there was things I didn't want to speak about. There were triggering points. There was trauma I didn't want to deal with. But on our 90-day I Am affirmation journey, that was a part of for the members only, so many people were so open and so honest and so real that it gave me the freedom to speak about things that I didn't want to speak about. Wounds I did not want to address. And I'm thankful for UX90 for that. And so you may find yourself after this 60-day journey saying, yeah, I got to speak about that because it does affect me. It does affect the way I see life. it is responsible for my health in some way. And so that's why, that's important. Sometimes the scars you can't see are the ones that cut the deepest. All right? Write about a wound you never told anyone about. And ask yourself, why did you keep it inside? The hero's note is, my silence is no longer my prison. I honor my truth by setting it free. Remember, we've been speaking a lot about we imprison ourselves by our thought process and the limitations we put on ourselves. So it's very important that we let that go. What stops people from sharing their deepest pain? Is it the ridicule? Is it you don't want to be judged, or people are going to feel a certain way about you? I'm often telling my children, don't become a prisoner of other people's perception of you, because then you have to live up to their imaginary perception and you don't get to free yourself to be who you are and who you desire to be. How was holding it in affected your emotional or physical health? I just spoke about that. When you don't explode, you implode, okay? And when you implode, that can affect your organs, your nervous system. And so sometimes we have to let it go. We have to speak truth to power. We have to tell these people they hurt us. We have to speak about those wounds so that we don't have a combustion of negative energy that affects us internally, which truly does affect our health. What would safe expression look like for you today? Now, as a grown person, or you're young, I don't know who's watching, but generally when you come into your own, you are empowered because you no longer have those fears. Well, I am going to say something now because now I feel I have grounds to stand on, even if it's just to self. A lot of times, like I said, these are mental exercises of the subconscious, superconscious, and infinite minds. We got to go deep. You've seen the movie Inception. We got to go deep and trigger something that lifts a chair that...
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Bounces a ball that reminds us, that ticks a clock, that tilts a totem all in our reality so that we can heal. This truly is deep work. Your truth deserves air and light. Speak it, even in writing. It is an act of liberation. It's how you tell your story instead of letting the wound tell it for you, okay? When I sat down to finally complete this book, I wanted to be in control and tell this story as opposed to it just being painful and letting the story, the wounds, tell the story, all right? I told you I've been suffering kidney failure for 20 years, living on a machine, a dialysis machine for 20 years. However, when you read the book, it's only one chapter in the book. Now, I could have spread that out, looking for sympathy and pain and allowing those wounds to tell this story. But I wanted to take charge of my own story and say, no, that's not the totality of my story. Sure, it's playing in the background in certain aspects, but it's not the full story. And I think that's important when we're healing, that we deal with things from that situation. You might be fighting cancer right now, and cancer are things that are eating at you internally that you have not dealt with, and you have to deal with them. Sure, you can get chemo or herbs, and that will address the effects of the cancer, but it won't address the cause. It will only come back in some form of capacity unless you deal with it from its root. So you have to deal with those wounds that you didn't speak about. You have to deal with that. And there's just no way around that. And I need you to understand that. Family systems. Hold on. Sometimes the scars you can't see are the ones that cut the deepest. All right? Write about a womb you never told anyone about. And why did you keep it inside? All right? My silence is no longer a prisoner. I honor my truth by setting it free. There are some stories we've never told. Not because they didn't matter, but because they mattered too much. Wow. Wow. And that's when you get to a point in this journey where this needs to be confronted. You know, it just meant too much to me. It may have shaped your reality. Maybe you were told to get over it. Maybe you feared no one would believe you. Maybe you just didn't have the words. How many times have you come to your mother and tell her your uncle touched you or something of that nature, or your father, and they refuse to believe you? You're making up these stories. And so you know what you do when that happens? You suppress it. And you go, well, they ain't not, if my mother don't believe me, the police ain't definitely not gonna believe me. And the families think I'm gonna be making up these stories, and you suppress it. And that story needs to be told. You need to confront, if not in the physical sense, remember, we're dealing with mental work. You need to go back to that time and you need to smack the hell out of that person who was hurting you then, because it can affect your future ability to live and walk and breathe. This is how magic works. You can go back in time to affect the future. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't. But silence has a weight, doesn't it? It sits in the body, in the shoulders, in the chest, in the stomach. It becomes tension, anxiety, disconnection. Tension, anxiety, and disconnection, right? When you watch children, pay attention to when they were happy and joyous, and to a point that now when they show up in your mix, there's a lot of tension, anxiety, and disconnection. What happened is the question. Today is an invitation, not to force, not to rush, but to gently open the door to that silence. You don't have to share it aloud, but you can speak it to yourself, to your page, to your heart, because what remains unspoken controls us. What we speak, it begins to free us. Take your time as you write. You may feel emotions rising. That's okay. That's cool. Tears of truth leaving the body. And when you're done, whisper these words. My silence kept me safe once, but I don't need that protection anymore. I'm going to say that again. My silence kept me safe once, but I don't need that protection anymore. I will speak truth to power until the day I die. And sometimes it comes across to my children and others because I'm a straight shooter. Don't ask me if you don't want to know. And they can come across harsh, but I'm really about getting to the core of these things. I can't hold these things in because they cause me anxiety. I used to tell Malcolm all the time, speak your truth, no matter what. Speak your truth. A lot of people have bad breath, and they don't know why they have bad breath. They brush, they do that is because you are holding in words that needed to be spoke that are now rotten in your mouth. I'm going to say that again. Those words you should have spoke that died in your mouth, they decay in your mouth and you have bad breath. Yep, that's truth to power. And so as we close out today, remember, live, learn, laugh, and love. I love you and I hope you love yourself. And for the members, just a reminder, I'll see you in about an hour and a half, 2 hours, 11 o'clock or so, and we can address some of these things personally. Peace.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.